State Department to allow passport applicants to select gender without certifying documents. By Hannah Blow on June 30, 2021. The U.S. State Department is expected to announce a major passport policy change on Wednesday, allowing passport applicants to select their sex without any sort of certifying medical documents, thereby erasing the concept of biological sex in favor of gender ideology. In other words, sex selection will be based on their word and their word alone. Secretary of State Antony Blinken expected to make the announcement on Wednesday. The government's travel website currently has a section devoted to selecting a gender marker for U.S. passports. You can now select the gender you would like printed on your U.S. passport, even if the gender you select does not match the gender on your supporting documentation such as a birth certificate, previous passport, or state ID, the government website reads. We no longer require medical certification to change the gender marker on your U.S. passport. It continues, providing direction to those who seek to request a new passport with a different gender than the one featured on their current passport. To request a new passport with a different gender than the one you have on your current passport, or if you are applying for your first passport, submit a new application and select your preferred gender marker. Follow the steps on this page to learn which form to submit. You can select M or F, which are the gender markers currently available. We are working to add a gender marker for non-binary, intersex, and gender non-conforming persons as soon as possible. The website also said the department is beginning the process of updating our procedures for the issuance of U.S. passports and consular reports of birth abroad, CRBAs, with the goal of offering a gender marker for non-binary, intersex, and gender non-conforming persons. The process of adding a gender marker for non-binary, intersex, and gender non-conforming persons to these documents is complex and will take time for extensive updates to our information technology, IT, systems, the government website reads, noting the exact timetable remains uncertain. We cannot provide an exact timeline for when we will begin offering a gender marker for non-binary, intersex, and gender non-conforming persons. However, we will provide updates on this webpage. In the meantime, applicants cannot apply for a passport with a non-binary, intersex, or gender non-conforming gender marker. This move is a fulfillment of President Biden's plan to take action in this area, vowing to build on the Obama administration's actions and ensure all transgender individuals have access to identification documents that accurately reflect their gender identity. Biden believes every transgender or non-binary person should have the option of changing their gender marker to M, F, or X on government identifications, passports, and other documentation, his website reads, emphasizing his intention to support state and federal efforts to allow for this accurate representation. The move comes as Democrats continue their efforts to erase the concept of biological sex in favor of radical gender ideology. In February, the House passed the Equality Act, which effectively eliminates the legal definition of biological sex and thereby eradicates the traditional right to privacy of women and girls in public facilities, in favor, instead, of gender identity, as Breitbart News extensively detailed. Biden has since called on Congress to wholly pass the proposal, as Democrats continue to accuse opponents of practicing discrimination, a point Republicans vehemently object. What we're really doing is protecting women against discrimination in athletic competition, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., told Breitbart News in an exclusive interview after signing a bill this month to protect women's sports.